This is Susan B. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Word Woman. Her other name is Rosemary Watola Trauma, and she will be signing her latest book, The Miracle Already Happening, at Between the Covers Bookstore on Friday, December 30th, between 5 and 7 p.m. Rosemary, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Susan.
So rather than my usual line of questioning about the origins of the book and your other books and your whole history, since we've talked many times before and many people who will be listening know all of that, I would really much rather get a sort of teaser for the book itself. So if you don't mind, would you give me an example of a poem that reflects one of your conversations with Rumi?
Yeah, here's Rumi in the garden.
Okay.
Be nothing, says Rumi, and I say, but I am thinning the carrots crowded in the row, and I wonder who will thin them if I am nothing. I did not say do nothing, he says, be nothing. But, I say, the soil is damp, and the carrots pull easily from the earth, their bright orange roots already thick enough to eat. They are sweet, and I offer one to Rumi, who eats it, dirt and all. Be a spot of ground where nothing is growing, he says, where something might be planted. He tosses the greens to the ground. I look between my hands to the nothing beneath the greens, and perhaps, for a moment, I feel what he means. But too soon a thought of knowing comes in, and there I go, being something again.
Bravo. That is absolutely wonderful. Now, I understand the book is divided into two sections, so the conversations is one part of it, and another part of the book is sort of Rumi in today's world, how his messages apply in everyday life. So could you give an example of one of those poems, please?
Mm-hmm. I do want to say about that last poem that the Rumi quotes were all taken from a poem by Coleman Barks, who gave me his permission to use his translations in the collection.
Okay.
And then some of these other poems, like you suggest, there are more ideas about how we could take some of these ideas from Rumi and Sufism and apply them in a daily way. This one's called Rather to be Hiking on the Mountaintop, but waiting for an hour beside the Walmart parking lot, 100 degrees and rising, it is easy to believe that nothing is holy, not the asphalt, not the floral flip-flops, on the shuffling feet that pass, not the gum on our soles, nor the cigarette butts that litter the concrete gutter. Harder to believe that everything leads us toward God, even this vast emptiness inside me, some place I have tried to pave over, have tried to fill with post-its and notebooks, have tried to scurry across or write off as a wasteland. There is birdsong everywhere, everywhere a window of sky, and here, even shade, oh, thank you, a shadow on a small plot of grass where a woman might rest long enough to see she is not at all separate from the asphalt, the cumulonimbus expanding above, the gutter, the half-spent butts, car fumes, and brown thirsting grass. How awkward to be part of it all, even that which I'd rather not see. I imagine what Rumi might say, or the Buddha, or even Kenkesi, and know that they would find what is holy right here. You have got to be kidding, I say to myself, while in my gut blossoms a new kind of prayer.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to ask you a final question, because you have done, this year you did a poetry series at the Wilkinson Public Library. I understand you're going to do it again. Could you tell us all when that will begin and what it will be?
Yeah, you know, the series that I've done in the past is a discussion series, and we'll do that again starting in February, and that's a weekly discussion series for 5 weeks. But the most immediate thing happening is a big collaboration between the library and the Writers Guild and Telluride Television and TCAH. There's quite a few university centers of San Miguel. And what we're doing is Between the Covers also. I didn't want to leave anybody out. And we're starting a new monthly poetry series called the Talking Gourd Poetry Series, and it will be the first Tuesday of every month. It'll be an open mic. Art Good Times and I will be hosting it, and then we'll have a featured reader. There'll be art, and there'll be music and food. And so we're sure looking forward to starting a whole new, really giantly collaborative project.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. This has been Susan Vibrock. I've been talking with Rosemary Watola Trauma, and the subject is her upcoming book signing at Between the Covers Bookstore on Friday, December 30th, 5 to 7 p.m., the book, The Miracle, Already Happening. And we just teased a little bit about upcoming series at the Wilkinson Public Library. Rosemary, thanks for joining me, and I know we'll be talking again soon.
Thanks, Susan.